look to the Holy Spirit to teach us. May your holy anointing lead us and teach us every day, that we would receive more revelation and heavenly wisdom and fully know your will. Bless all the saints. Amen. Yesterday we shared concerning the meal offering, concerning the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ. We all know that the Gospel of John says the Word became flesh. But oftentimes you only think that, oh, he came to be a man, to be my sin offering. But the entire Bible tells us he came not only to accomplish redemption, but that he wanted to raise up a new man. The fallen man is useless. It cannot be remedied. It's full of the element of the serpent, of the poisonous serpent. It's in us. We all need to realize that. Not only to know it as head knowledge, but we need to realize it inwardly. If you do not realize this, you may think that you're okay. And I also think that I'm okay. Oh, come on, let's build together. And at the end, the building is still corrupt. There's still no way. In the end, it's one big mess. And it crumbles. With lots of problems. We have not yet shared concerning Christ as our peace. But you have to know, if it's your flesh and my flesh that want to practice peace, oh hallelujah, we're one. Amen. That declaration is very good. But right after the declaration, you quarrel. Doctrinally, we're one. Right? Yes. After we're done saying this, not long after that, we start to fight again. When we do things, when we want to serve, you've got to listen to me. Or should I be listening to you? Just now, we just said that we're one. But how come in our service we start fighting? I've seen too much of this. Just a week ago, he's saying, we are the body, we are one. And just after a few days, they start chopping off the members. Just, it's really strange. 6 days ago, they're saying, we are the body, hallelujah. And 6 days later, they say, if the body does not listen, it's sick. If cannot be cured, then you have to amputate it. What's the use of doctrines? The old man is talking about the new man. Does it work? It does not work. What is the problem? The problem is that the man is corrupt. We think that we're still quite good, but actually, our natural man is corrupt to the uttermost. You just don't know it. The people in the world fight. The book of James says, we also fight. You fight against me and I fight against you. Oh dear, can I not make a little correction in the church? If I say, brother, you are wrong. It doesn't work that way. Then you get mad. You don't even know that you have the hellfire within you. If I am wrong, 光文 will come to tell me, Brother John, you're wrong. I would thank you. You saved me. But I am in the flesh. If I'm in the flesh and you say I'm wrong, I will strike out. In the end, the church is wrong and nobody dares to say anything. If something is said, it might be murdered by you. And it's terrible. But on one hand, you say, oh, we're one. Who are you deceiving? You're deceiving yourself. You're deceiving yourself. Do not think that we're all good people. If nothing is the matter, we're good people, but if something happens, we become the devil. Am I joking? If this is the case, is this the New Jerusalem? That is why the Bible tells us there are two men. The first man is the old Adam. He's earthly, of the dust of the earth. He's shameful. Do not feel the shame. Do you not feel the shame? Many times I feel very shameful. I'm not talking about you. I'm saying that I feel the shame. Fallen. Paul said it very clearly. I don't need to say so much. Our self is fallen. How can we build the church? That's why, brothers and sisters, we need the second man. The second man is from heaven. And he is incorruptible. My self and my flesh is corrupt. If you don't bother me, if you don't intervene, we're still okay. But if you offend me, oh, then it's terrible. I'll remember it forever. God says, the Word of God says, you may be angry. It's okay. But He limits you to the setting of the sun. When the sun sets, your anger should dissipate also. But my anger, I don't know how many times the sun has set. The sun has gone down, but my temper, my anger is even stronger. When I just think of you, my anger just rises. When I see you, I say, forget it. I don't want to see you anymore. Can we build this way? That is why there's a peace offering. A peace offering. But if there is no meal offering, then there won't be any peace offering. If you do not experience Christ as your humanity, and you still live your old temperament and the habits of your flesh, tell me, can anything be built up? Can we have peace? Virasat, does it work? No. Even if you were given 100 years, 1,000 years, and you're still living in your flesh, in yourself, with time, it gets even worse. That is why the meal offering is very important. You have to make a comparison, the old man and the new man. The first man is the old Adam. The second man is the Lord Jesus Christ who came down from heaven. The first man is full of leaven. He was poisoned by Satan. It's useless. The second man is pure. It's perfect. And he's without sin. He's full of the perfect virtues. Now, which one do you want? Which one do you want to live? Tell me, which one do you want to live? Paul said, it's no longer I live Christ. I do not want to live myself. But we've been Christians for so many years. I am still me. And I'm no better than before. Then what? So brothers and sisters, the meal offering is very important. I have no way to describe it. Without the meal offering, there will be no peace. There will be no peace. Have we not said in the Songs of Ascents from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134, why is Psalm 133 at the end? You can make a comparison between Psalm 120 and Psalm 133. If you do not ascend, if you remain in Psalm 120, your lips have a false tongue, a deceitful tongue, and lying lips. Your tongue speaks loosely. Besides, your person is dark. It's wild. Besides, you hate peace and you love to quarrel. This is the first psalm from the Song of Ascents. If you do not learn to experience Christ and keep ascending, it's not possible for you to reach Psalm 133. Everyone loves Psalm 133, and you know also know how to sing it. Our brother can lead us to sing again. After the singing, do you think that if you just sing and there will be peace among the brethren? Hey, oh, behold how good and how pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity. But that psalm is at the very top. And yet, I live on the very bottom psalm. Do you think that we can dwell together in oneness? It's not easy at all. It doesn't work. And then what? You have to experience Christ as our humanity. Besides, this has to be a daily thing. And also, you have to begin right now. It's not that you experience this once and it's good enough. No, no. It's not like that. You have to grasp the opportunities. You have to deny yourself. I do not want to live myself. It's corrupt. If you discover envy in you, what are you going to do? You have to purge out the leaven. You have to say no. This thing cannot be in me. Lord, I want to eat you. I want to experience you as my humanity to replace me. You are pure. When the Lord Jesus came to this earth, the elders, the high priests, they were not small priests, they were high priests, the scribes, those who knew the Bible, the Pharisees, they were envious of Jesus. Do you not think that they do not know? They knew that the Lord Jesus was sent from God. It's not that they did not know, but they were jealous. They thought of themselves. Oh, everyone is going to follow him, go after him. What are we going to do? This is our natural humanity, fallen, contentious, lying, giving false testimonies, hypocritical. Do not think that we're not like this. We're all the same. So if we do not live Christ out, we do not experience the humanity of Christ, if we do not eat the bread that came down from heaven, there's no way. You do not have the power, the strength to purge out the leaven. So brothers and sisters, do not think that these offerings or the feasts have nothing to do with us. Oh, they're from the Old Testament. The old man really loves to say that that's the Old Testament. We have to pay close attention. We just read from James. Let's read it once again. We read it once already, but let's read it again. But because all these verses tell us that there are two kinds of men. There's one that's earthly and the other is heavenly. One is spiritual and the other of the soul, of the flesh. One is pure. One is full of mixture. One is glorious. And the other one is shameful. One is incorruptible. The other one is corrupt. Let's read it. James. The book of James tells us, who is wise and understanding among you? That's why we need to understand. Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. Meaning to say, you need to live out Christ. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast. Meaning to say, you have these in you and you still think that you are quite good. Oh, you're very good. And you are still saying that the other people are wrong and I am right. This is boasting. And do not lie against the truth. And much worse is to resist the truth, to be against the truth. You do not want to practice the truth. And yet, you use many good excuses to resist the truth. A long time ago, when I was young, I asked an elderly brother, what is your view concerning the testimony of oneness of the church? Do you know what he told me? He said, oh, it's very good. It's very good. But, there is a but. The time has not yet come. Huh? The Lord has been waiting for 2,000 years and you say that the time has not yet come? Actually, he did not believe in that. But he knew that I believed in it. So he did not tell me it's wrong. He said, right, it's very good. But the time has not yet come. This is not the time of the Holy Spirit. We have to wait for the time of the Spirit. It's come. Then, at that time I was still young. So I said, when is the time of the Holy Spirit? He had nothing to say. Oh, just wait. The Lord has been waiting for 2,000 years and you still say the time has not yet come? The Lord Jesus already said, the true worshippers the time is now, is. And you say our time is not yet. We still have to wait and wait and wait. Many brothers and sisters still don't want it, so we have to wait. Oh, it sounds very good. But actually, it's resisting the truth. It says, we don't quarrel, nobody fight, and nobody forces you. But why are you pretending? This is the old man. And you should not lie against the truth. This wisdom, this is certainly wisdom. Because it sounds very good. This wisdom does not descend from above. Do not think that all our wisdom is from above. If it does not come from above, where does it come from? It comes from below. It's earthly. So, brothers and sisters, do not be an earthly person. It's of the dust. If it's of the earth, it's still not so clear. Oh, if you're of the earth, earthly, it's just, you're just earthly. You also say, oh, man is made of the dust of the earth, right? But it's also sensual. And in the original language, it says soulish. It's within the realm of the soul. Because the soul has become corrupt. So there are lusts. And there's the self there. And what's even worse, it's demonic. Wow. Do not think that, oh, to be earthly is no problem. James put together another 3-in-1. It's another triune thing. The earthly, it's of the fallen self. Then it is also demonic. This is very strong. Why is it demonic? Because the demons use the earthly and the soulish and sensual person to resist the truth. Do you remember Matthew chapter 16? Peter was really sympathetic with the Lord. The Lord Jesus said he was going to Jerusalem and he'll be persecuted and he'll suffer and then he'll be crucified. Peter, his soul rose up. His emotions were moved. Lord, no. No, Lord. What did the Lord Jesus say immediately? Satan, get behind me. Now tell me, is the Lord Jesus saying that Peter is Satan? No. The Lord Jesus did not say, Peter, you are Satan. No, Peter is not Satan. And the Lord had no intention to say that Peter was Satan. But the Lord Jesus saw through that the self and the soul life of Peter was being utilized by Satan. Satan, get you behind me. Because you did not think of the God's will, but it's of demons. But it's just you. You only think of man. Is it not good? Our thoughts are that it's man's thoughts. You are the Lord Jesus. How can you go to Jerusalem and be killed? You came to be king. How can you go get killed? This is your thoughts. But Satan comes and uses the thoughts of man to tempt people. That is why many things that are of man are also of the devil. If you do not realize this, you would often be utilized by Satan to destroy the work of God. Your slogan is that you're building. Oh, it's a body. But actually, what you do is you destroy the work of God. If you do not learn, if you do not learn to have the humanity of Christ to replace your humanity, and for the Holy Spirit to do a work of renewal in you, so that your thoughts, your mind would be renewed. Then, in your experience, there is no way for you to put on the new man. Even though you may have been a Christian for a long time, you are still the old Christian, the old man. If it is like this, there's no way to build. Perhaps we all are all still sitting here. Fine, we are the church here. So we just quarrel in the church. We don't go quarrel in the world, we quarrel in the church. And we go home and we quarrel at home. Wherever you go, you just pick a fight. Now, what's the difference between your quarreling here and your quarreling in another place? It's still the old man that is living. The old man is the old man, no matter where he is. Oh, Lord Jesus. This is the reason why it's not simple to build up the New Jerusalem. If you're not renewed, if you do not prepare these offerings in a good way and put off the old man, let's continue the reading in James, in verse 16. For where, no matter where, whether it be at home or in the meeting or in your service, no matter where. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Every evil thing will be exposed. There's no way for you to hide it. How long can you hide it and pretend? For how long? There's no way. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. It's pure. Thank and praise the Lord. And then peaceable. Don't quarrel. Quarreling doesn't help. Do not quarrel. And gentle and willing to yield. Isn't that good? That's good. Full of mercy. And good fruits. Without partiality. Do not be partial. Do not use your close relationship, the honey between you. When I see him, I'm quite sweet. But when I meet with him, I'm so sour. I'm sweet and sour. And spicy, hot. Lord Jesus. Without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now tell me, where are you going to find such a person? It must be from above. He's the second man, not the first Adam. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Then there is true peace revealed. It's not the righteousness of man, our righteousness. It's like filthy rags. In the end, it's dreadful. So may the Lord help us. Without the humanity of Christ, there's no need to talk about peace. And there's no need to talk about oneness. What kind of oneness is it? If I don't agree with you, you're going to kill me. If I correct you a little, you cannot take it, and you cannot sleep it for a few, and you cannot sleep for a few nights. Not just a few nights. Lord Jesus, tell me, is our Lord like this? When his humanity came to this earth, he let people scold him. People criticized him. He was rejected by people. And he was even stricken by men. He could suffer. Can we suffer? We can complain that, oh, it's very hard. I can cause you to suffer, but I cannot suffer myself. I can cause my wife to suffer, but my wife cannot make me suffer. At home, at your house, who suffers? Do you suffer or does your wife suffer? We take turns. Oh dear, they take turns. Oh Lord Jesus. The humanity of our Lord Jesus went through all types and all kinds of suffering. That is why Peter said, He left us an example. What kind of an example? A quarrelsome one? No? He left us an example of suffering. He was stricken by man. He was scolded and mocked. He did not answer back, and he did not return. He did not fight back. He did not claim his self-righteousness. If you are right and I am wrong, what are you going to do? You will come argue with me. It's very clear you're wrong and I am right, and you still say that I am wrong and you are right. Give me the proof. Then a fight starts. Did the Lord Jesus do this? Why? Is he so stupid that he did not dare to say anything? Was he afraid of the high priest? Was he afraid of the scribes? Was he afraid of the mosquitoes? The scribes are like a mosquito. All he have to do is a puck and it'll be gone. It would have been very easy for the Lord Jesus to handle them. Did he do that? He did not. I offend you, and you would just excommunicate me. You offend me, I also want to excommunicate you. In the end, what are we doing here? Why is it like this? Because the man that we live is the old Adam. So brothers and sisters, what should we do? Tell me, in your daily living, don't you have opportunities to experience Christ as your humanity? There are too many of them. There are too many. If you want to criticize, you have to say, no. Satan, get behind me. I want to experience Christ as my humanity. I want to live Christ. When you are envious, and you have to say, no, Satan, get behind me. Paul said to give him no room. If you do not do that, you do not resist the devil, how are you going to live Christ? Right? If you resist the devil will flee. He is the one who is afraid of you. But unfortunately, you care for your flesh. You love your flesh. You have not learned to put on Christ well, to put on the new man. You can go read for yourselves. Through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, He put off our old man. And in the power of his resurrection, he brought forth a new man. You've got a new man to put on. You don't want it, and you want to live your old self. Then if this is the case, the old man is still there. There's no way. That is why there's so much trouble in the church. And it causes everyone to suffer. And nobody has a way out. You don't have a way out. I don't have a way out. What can we do? Okay, let's sit down and let's talk about it. It's okay. Just forget about it. It's okay. What are you going to say? He has nothing to say. If you have nothing to say when you go home, are you happy? But you're still unhappy. Then what? And you still see that this is the church life. You go to heaven and take a look to see if this is how it is up there. The Lord Jesus said that you have to pray. That God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's compare our church life to heaven. Is it spiritual or is it fleshly? Is it the man from heaven or is it the first old Adam? It's not a bit like it. It's totally not like it. Now, what are we building today? Do not think that this meal offering is not important. It's too important. Do not say that it's not needed. Do not say, oh, why do you still have to say, oh, Father, I bring a meal offering. Father, I bring a meal offering to you. Why do you have to say this? How are you going to answer that? You have nothing to say. I can only tell you, because this is what the Father wants. If you don't want it, it's okay. I won't fight with you. But please, do not stop anyone else who wants to bring a meal offering to the Father. But if you do not go labor, our Lord Jesus has already placed the new man here. But I don't want to put on this new man. The old man is much more comfortable. It's become a habit. I'm used to it. Just like the parable that the Lord Jesus mentioned. People like the old wine. They do not like the new wine. Right? I also like old shoes. Because they're comfortable. If you wear new shoes, it'll hurt your feet. Everyone is used to the traditional way of doing things. And what is this, something new? Bringing offerings. I'm not used to it. Why do we need that? We're all like this. The Lord Jesus came. The Jews were used to the law. That's a tradition. That's the old set of ways. The Lord Jesus brought the new wine. The New Testament came in. They did not want it. And then what? If you don't want it, or the Lord Jesus did not force them, but they even wanted to kill the Lord Jesus. Do not think that those who live in the flesh, if you live in the flesh, nothing happens. No, from the beginning of the Bible, in chapter 4, until the very end, those we are of the flesh will always persecute those who are of the Spirit. This principle will never change. If you are not spiritual in the house of God, you will always hinder the spiritual ones from going on. I have said too much. Perhaps you are tired of hearing me. It says, John, go home. Don't come again. I would tell you, thank you, thank you. Brothers and sisters, go practice well. No one can force you. If you want to live in the old way, who can change you? No one. But there's a meal offering there. And there's a new man there. That's the humanity of Christ right there. There's a bread from heaven there for you to eat. There's a new man for you to put on. There's a new humanity. The humanity of our Lord Jesus is there to replace our fallen humanity. Don't you want it, brother? In the beginning, perhaps you're not quite used to it, and you find it very hard. This is normal, but gradually, after half a year, if you learn this every day, it will become very natural. If you were to ask Paul, is it easy to live Christ? He would tell you in the book of Philippians, in the beginning it was not easy. He said it, I have not yet attained. I am still pressing on. I'm still pursuing. But in chapter 4, he said, I have learned. Now, if you have learned, then to live out Christ, it becomes very natural thing. It is something that every spiritual Christian needs to do. That is why let's all learn well. Forget about the past. Truly, brothers and sisters, forget the past. Paul also said that forgetting what is in the past. If someone offended you, forget about it. Right? Is it worth your remembering? It's best if you remember to live Christ. The brother offended you, forget about it. We want to pursue Christ. We are all in the house of the Lord to go on together. Right? Our future should be very bright. Very glorious. Do not allow the things in the past hinder us from going on. Whether it's good things or bad things. It doesn't matter. Just go on. Go forward. Then we first reach the goal, then we'll talk about it. Right? Who's right or who's wrong? We'll talk about it when we reach the goal. There'll still be time. Right now, forget it all. Do not turn back. Do not think back. How about that? Amen? Thank and praise the Lord.